Brother Blue, I have
what
no
about
guess
it, Bill
about
Jeter?
Franklin. Good morning, Brother Bam Franklin.
Pray with me, my brothers. We bow before thee in the quiet of the morning, men of like attainment, whose bond one with the other is wholly dependent upon you, Lord. We understand that every hour we need thee, so we stand with each other to call out your name, praying that you will give listening ear to our petition and our plea. Lord, our fervent desire is to be blessed by you so that we in turn can be a blessing to somebody else. guide our helping hands as we give the increase of our blessing to uplift the least of these. Amen. Oh, my brothers, what a tsunami of blessings come our way this morning. Because men of Omega are gathered together in the spirit of unity, one with each other, and in conformity to God's plan for our lives by the renewing of our minds. Brothers, I am Roy Johnson, a friend to every Omega man, and I greet you on this Tuesday morning in friendship, trusting that our God has given as a gift to each of us, trusting that we will go out and make today our best day yet. It is better than a good day because our intentions are in alignment with past and present leadership of our sacred fold. Who's standing with us in prayer this morning is our first Vice Grand Marshalist, Mark Jackson, our Grand Keeper of Records and Field, Sherman Charles, our Grand Keeper of Finance, Lee Rideout, and our Grand Counselor, Clement Osemitha. Each of these brothers stands in the shoes before them worn by GB35 Dorsey Miller and GB40 Antonio Knox, men who have not given up on the listening ear and healing hand of our God. Helping their spiritual understanding across the years has been our immediate past Grand Chaplain Walter T. Richardson and his predecessor and former Grand Chaplain Staccato Powell, who, along with the originator, Ray Johnson, almost 10 years ago, led us in our learning that God is our refuge and our strength. We are greatly pleased that our immediate past Grand Keeper of Finance, Johnny Smith, is with us daily as he teaches us to count our every blessing. Now, we are all led by the one who serves as our 42nd Grand Marshalist, Ricky Lawrence Lewis, who is indeed the personification of the cardinal principles of Omega. Brothers, we are well on our way into the new year, and through heat and fire in the west and cold and ice in the east, the Lord is still with us. We have a young brother with us this morning, but I'm proud that he is, though young, very mature in his faith, that the Lord is with him through many dangers, toils, and snares. My brother, Courtney Mays, has a testimony that is not only worth hearing, but will be an inspiration to all of us nonetheless. Though not yet 2 years in Omega, he is no stranger to the vicissitudes of life. Brother May, step forward, if you will, because the line is yours.
Good morning, Brother Grand Chaplain. Good morning, brothers of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. My name is Courtney Mays, Beta Omega Chapter Spring 23. I am deeply honored to share my testimony during the national prayer call this morning, centered on the theme, "The Lord is holding my hand." When I reflect on my journey, I am reminded of the scripture Isaiah 41:13, "For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." These words have been my anchor through the storms of life, reminding me that God's grip never loosens, even when the road ahead seems insurmountable. In 2020, I reached a milestone I had dreamed of for years, graduating Morehouse College. However, virtual ceremonies replaced in-person gatherings, and I found myself wrestling with the weight of expectations in a world that seemed to stand still. Yet in that moment, I felt God's hand guiding me, whispering that my journey was not defined by circumstances, but by God's promises. Not long after, I experienced a profound loss that shook me to my core. After finishing my internship with Amazon headquarters, after purchasing my first car, a brand new Mustang, the car my father and I had always admired together, it was a symbol of accomplishment and a bond we shared together. But just as I was embracing this new chapter of my life, my father was tragically taken from me due to gun violence. The pain was unbearable, and I questioned, how could I move forward without his guidance and encouragement? I had not even gotten a chance to show him the fruits of his labors and sacrifices. Yet even in my darkest hour, I felt the Lord's hand holding mine, assuring me that he would be my comforter and strength. Life's trials did not end there. As I embarked on my first career in the tech industry, I faced another setback. A wave of massive corporate layoffs swept through the sector, and I found myself without a job in a city far from home. It was a humbling experience, filled with uncertainty about how to navigate the road ahead. But through it all, I held on to the lesson my father taught me and the truth I've seen repeatedly. Perseverance is not just enduring hardship. It's trusting that God's plan is greater than your own. Through prayer, faith, and resilience, I began to see God's hand at work. Each trial strengthened my resolve, deepened my faith, and prepared me for the next chapter. I am still learning to trust that same God who walked with me through the valleys will lead me through to the mountaintops. Today, as I reflect on these experiences, I am reminded that perseverance is not about, again, avoiding life's challenges, but about embracing them with the assurance that the Lord is holding our hand every step of the way. To my brothers of Omega Psi Phi and all listening today, I want to encourage you to hold on to God's unchanging hand, no matter what trials you may face. I am happy to now be working for the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Remember that your setbacks are set-ups for greater victories. As the good book declares in Psalm 37:24, though you may stumble, you will not fall, for the Lord upholds you with his hand. Thank you for allowing me to share my story. May we all continue to walk in faith, perseverance, and the assurance that our Heavenly Father is always with us. God bless you. I yield my time, Brother Grand Chaplain, and happy Q-versary, Brother Grand Bosquez. Thank you all. Thank you so much.
Brother Mays, don't run off, Brother Mays.
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
I'm at the ripe age of 26. Just turned 26 this December.
26. We've got brothers on this line who couldn't tie their gold boots at 26 years old, and you're speaking like a man with wisdom three times your age. God bless you, my brother. I know that your dad is proud of you because I am. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for giving the best of what you've got to Omega. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And a huge shout out to all my mentors who have helped me along the way, all my spiritual mentors through this fraternity. I thank you so much. God bless you.
Yes. Oh, my brothers, the prayer wheel has turned back to the 9th District this morning, and standing behind the sacred desk is the chaplain of the 9th, Ernest Brown. Oh, he comes to town riding high in that Texas saddle as he brandishes the sword of truth in one hand, holds the shield of faith in the other, wearing the helmet of salvation on his head. Hear him now as he brings the lesson to us and as he shares what thus says the Lord. Come on, Ernest Brown. Give us what you got.
Oh, what a beautiful morning it is, my brother. Greetings to the great fraternity of men of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. How great it is to be amongst the living once more, one more time. Thank you. The protocol already has been established. Thank you, Brother Grand Chaplain, for always giving a gracious introduction. I want to shout out to the young brother, Courtney Mays. I have to confirm with what Brother Grand Chaplain has spoke of you. Your spirit is strong as a youth. Sound like a young David. I would say welcome to you to the life of a faith believer. And just let you know that keep in mind each challenge in life is great, for it raises us up to the next level of relationship in Christ. And as I know that Brother Grand Roy has already said that he knew your father would be very proud of you, as he is proud of you. It gives me great joy and pride to have now known you through the Spirit of Christ. As you had already mentioned before, don't worry about a thing when it gets pretty tough. All you got to do is just hold on to his unchanging hand. My brothers, I ask you to pray with me this morning as we bring forth this morning's meditation on this fourth day of our daily Bible walk, of daily walk Bible meditation restart. We come to a pause for revelation and worship. Looking back on the 40 chapters of Genesis that we have been studying and reviewing, we'll find there are many lessons to actually reflect on. But the one that actually resonates to me throughout God's word is the reflection of faith. Hebrews 11:1 describes faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let us recognize the exuberating faith of men as described by the first chapter of Hebrews that honor men in the book of Genesis with the disposition of faith. Abel worshiped God by God's standard with respect and obedience. He gave of his first fruit with the blood sacrifice of his best, rather than giving as his brother Cain gave unto God. God presented Abel's faith to speak as an example for access to God through the blood of the sacrificial lamb, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Abel stood on his faith principles of truth, displayed with the slave blood by his brother Cain. Our lives should be a bloodstained testimony of faith in Christ Jesus by our faith walk in life. This kind of faith reveals a true substance of hope. Enoch, by faith, walked in stride with God. It is said his life communication and conversation was so intensive and attentive that he focused solely on God and walk right past death's door with God without ever experiencing death. His life in God was so pleasing to God that he did not die. If you want to live in a way that pleases God, you are impelled to know it is impossible to please him without faith. You must believe he rewards those who seek him. Romans 6:33, seek ye the kingdom of heaven first. Your life must operate by faith, even if it is against all notable odds, believing with expectation that God will respond. Prayer is our communication portal to God the Father through his only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is said the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, James 5:16 tells us. When Jesus died, buried, and risen, he tore the veil that was created for separating us from being able to communicate with him directly. Now, in the name of Jesus, we can communicate directly just as Enoch did. We can walk with him. We can talk with him as we hear him tell us we are his own. Noah, on hearing the call and commanded to build an ark because a flood was to come destroying the all living creatures, he was first to walk by faith and not by sight, as 2 Corinthians 5:7 tells us. He couldn't even conceive what God was commanding him to do. But by his reverence and obedience to God, he was motivated to act by his faith in God to follow the instructions of God's command. In doing so, he became an heir of the righteous that comes by faith. Abraham made a pilgrimage of faith by answering God's call, a God he did not know, a God who instructed him to leave his kindred and go to a place where he was shown, and he didn't even know where he was going. Abraham was required to leave his comfort zone based on a call from a God he did not know, and yet by simple faith he walked and not by assured sight. Often, brothers, in our lives, we must know that God is the architect of our lives. If we overlook the spiritual faith in Christ and the light of his word as a lamp unto our feet, we will miss the path of opportunity that he has paved the way for us. Psalms 119:105. These are just a few of many Genesis that is found on the wall of the Hall of Faith in the book of Hebrews. They provide the gospel example by having faith in God. He provides something for us much better than we can ever conceive, salvation. Salvation in Jesus Christ is the culmination of God's plan for redemption for our eternity and deliverance from our past. But we can only achieve this through faith in Jesus Christ. John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. As we look up Genesis' exhortation of faith is plentiful. However, let us also understand Genesis' example of faith, of the faith message, informs us that with faith we must forsake all things contrary and have total trust in him. With faith, we must take God at his word even when we cannot conceive it. And even though we cannot conceive it, we must believe in the reality of it. Then our lives should be lived in such a way that only makes sense to those who know the way of our Lord. We should also understand faith does not come with a bed of roses, or without struggle, but with promise. Looking ahead, Genesis encourages us to exercise our faith muscles as we do our flesh muscles. Like our body muscles grow stronger through exercise, so does our faith muscles. The results of exercising our faith muscle will provide us with a better way of living and will exuberate more patience and persistence. We can see it grow more and more, like when we water and nurture plants to grow. We can see the same results as we water and nurture our faith muscles through our daily struggles in life. We will find it to be deepened each and every day as we face life challenges. Therefore, my brothers, when we face those daily challenges that present evidence of no hope, we stand faithful to the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And yet, we believe it as a tangible reality. Brothers, faith is what is required of all Omega men. It is what fuels us to see it through. You know, when you are up against trouble, meet it squarely face to face. Lift up your chin and set your shoulders, plant your feet and take a brace. When it is vain to try to dodge it, do the best that you can do. You may fail, but you may conquer. See it through. Black bees and clouds about you, and your future may seem grim, but don't let your nerve desert you. Keep yourself in fighting trim. If worse is bound to happen, despite all that you can do, running from it will not save you. See it through. Even hope may seem but futile when with trouble you are beset. But remember, you are facing just what other men have met. You may fail, but fall still fight. Don't give up, whatever you do. Eyes front, head high to the finish. See it through. Yes, my brothers, those men in Genesis that is held in the Hall of Faith, witnessed in the book of Hebrews, knew that faith in Jesus Christ would fuel them to see it through. And when that time comes to put the peer behind the fight, then you can stand before the Lord and say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at the day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Recorded in 2 Timothy 4:7-8. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The great I am that I am, the creator of all creation. Hallelujah to your holy name on high. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in your heaven. We, your humble servants, the praying Omega, stand before you with thanksgiving and praise, with bowed heads, humble hearts, and contrite spirits, submitting unto you our humble petition of this intercessory prayer. We thank you for your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your willingly unselfish sacrifice of your life with obedience to the Father and a love for us that we can have life by your death, burial, and resurrection. Thank you for your word and your spirit of truth and your fulfilled will in our lives to carry out your purpose. Oh, Father, please forgive us for our sins and trespasses that we have sinned and trespassed against you, as we forgive those who have sinned and trespassed against us. Let our omissions of sin and commissions of sin block our blessings from above. Thank you for this day, our daily bread, your profound and prophetic gospel we have been given in the meditational message this morning. Your written word breathes into us, making it useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that we, your servants and ambassadors, may be thoroughly immersed and equipped for every good work. Thank you for this meditation from the book of Law, Genesis. Thank you for the core message of faith given by life of those you call to define what faith even looks like. Yes, you continue to go with us as we keep our minds set on you, our Lord, that our faith muscle will be strengthened more every day we face those life challenges presented with no hope. Let the strength of our faith always fuel us to see it through. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord, for strengthening us and encouraging us by your truth in keeping the faith, that no matter how dim the day may darken, you will never leave us nor forsake us. You will always be there to see us through. The spirit of your life, light, and love within us will always be a sign for all the world to see that we are persuaded by faith and belief in you, that which we hope in but provides no evidence or proof of by sight, not even seen, will always come to fruition by your will and your promise. So, Lord, you are a sovereign God, and there is none like thee. Father in heaven, please hear our prayer as we lift up our prayer petition to you this morning. But we lift up our brother James M. Jackson, who submits a prayer request and requesting a special prayer for our brother and his family, Brother Hal Bailey, Cross New Road Chapter, February 17, 1968. While we have not seen or been given the reason for the prayer request, only the need for prayer. It is not necessary, my Lord, for us to know only that you have been asked. We lift up the prayer request for Brother Joseph Bundy, requesting prayer for Mr. James and Ruth Palmer from Lakewood, California. As you know, Lord, Ruth has extreme difficulties walking, and her husband, James, has dementia and cannot walk. Although he is under hospice care, we ask that you place him under your care, the doctor that has the solutions for all that ails us. Ruth is terrified about getting James out of the apartment if they have to evacuate. Please rest her spirit to know that you will be with him always and will not forsake them. Prayer has also been requested by Brother Bundy for Shirley Harlan, who has breast cancer and thyroid cancer. Touch them, Master, where their needs are. Touch them in their cancer. Oh, Lord, you are great and mighty. Let them know to keep faith alive, but there is nothing that you can't do. We lift up prayer for Tony Kurtz. Brother Kurt, Master, Jericho Community Chapter chaplain is asking to keep praying for this young 12-year-old boy, Joshua Dawkins. The seventh grader is a member of the DNM, Black Rhino Mentorship Program, and recently have, as you know, underwent heart thoracic surgery. Master, we can only see things with our fleshly eyes, and we sometimes have trouble understanding your plan. He has experienced a setback that slowed down progress, but we still keep the faith knowing that you are able and you are God, and there is nothing you can't do. Although we fail to understand why, we still give thee all the glory for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you are about to do in this young man's life. Then, Father, we lift up prayer requests for Brother Michael Forte, praying that for Brother Tommy Chambers, 74 New Delta, he has received some concerning news regarding his health. And these earthly physicians have said there is nothing else they can do for him. But we do not rest our hope in them. We keep our faith in you, for we know that you are the physician of physicians, the ultimate doctor. And we know that you have the last word. But we pray thy will be done in this situation. And however this situation shall turn, we'll always give you praise and glory and worship thee and thee alone. For you know better than we can. Your understanding is greater than ours. He's also asking that we pray for the husband of Miss Tamika Ingram of Columbus, Georgia, whose husband at 42, Lord, has been informed he will need a new heart. We're asking that you provide him that new heart, provide him that need, and give Sister Tamika Ingram rest in knowing that you're on the job. He never sleeps. And then, Master, we lift up a prayer request for Brother Jahari Hempel, who asked that we pray for Chloe Carpenter, the daughter of a friend of Brother Hempel that had brain surgery over the holidays after suffering a seizure. She is a freshman in high school, and we pray for her continued stride in her recovery. Allow her to return to school and to her family. Now, Father, you have heard our prayer requests of our brothers and our sisters. We're praying that you will speak to those of us who have the spirit of affliction with your Jehovah Rapha. The Lord is my healer. Your Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. The Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is my peace. We lean on you, O Lord, your promise that you will restore our health and heal our afflictions. We pray, my Lord, that you stop those who seek you in. We ask that you stop and hear those who seek you in silence that we have not heard, and strengthen them in their faith in you. We pray as the praying Omegas prayed this effectual prayer, and we're praying that it will meet your divine approbation as we pray with all sincerity, with our faith and belief in you. Infuse us, your spirit of wellness, into our flesh and our soul as we cry out unto you, where we lay down our burdens and concerns. The one and only true God who can heal and give us peace and comfort. We, the praying Omegas in unity, on one accord, Pray for ourselves, our families, and our friends. And that's even for our enemies. We praise that we have not prayed this prayer amiss. But Master, we pray that we have prayed in accordance with our divine will and purpose. But nonetheless, not as we will, but as thy will be done in all things. We pray it in the name of your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the majestic, magnificent Emmanuel, God with us, and the body in unity. We'll give you all the glory as we say, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you and God keep you is my prayer. And as always, go with God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Am